Governor, Cognizant is coming from New Jersey. I wonder if you could speak to the efforts in Texas versus what Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey is doing, whether this speaks to success on your part.
Well, one of the great theories, if you will, of our 50 states is that they compete against each other. And through tax policy, through regulatory policy, through legal systems, through putting accountable public school expectations into place and creating that skilled workforce. Those are the four legs, if you will, I think, that allow, in this case, our state to be, if not the most competitive, one of the most competitive environments in the nation. So every day I get up and I'm in a competition in with 49 other chief executive officers across the country. I enjoy that. We're successful at it. From time to time, someone else is very successful. But it's not, that's actually not how I keep score. Well, not completely how I keep score. America is stronger today because you have governors who understand that concept, that they are in a national and even international competition for the jobs of the future. This community, particularly with this university as its linchpin, if you will, has extraordinary potential as we go forward in the future. And the fact is, everything that we've done in the past was in the past. And where we're going and what we're going to do to make the future bright is where we need to be focused. You could say that about football too, right, John? It's not what you've done, it's what you're going to do. And so this is one of the ways that we compete against each other. We make America stronger by being a competitive environment in Texas, because Bobby Jindal got up this morning and looked to the west, and he looked to the east, because Rick Scott over in Florida is trying to create an environment in his state to make Florida as competitive economically as he can. I can assure you, Mary Fallon in Oklahoma is doing the same thing. I just came from a governor's conference with them, and we're in the vast majority very good-hearted civil conversations, but they're competitors. And if we're going to be stronger as a society, as a state, as a nation, we cannot be afraid to compete, because the day that we quit competing is the day that we are surpassed. So we're not going to win them all, but we'll win our fair share. Thank you.
Other questions? Yes.
Good morning, Bill Oliver, WTAW, Bryan Broadcasting. What is the investment Cognizant is making in College Station? And from the governor's standpoint, what is the investment Texas is making in Cognizant?
Sure, so let me start with the investment we're making College Station. I started by buying a company here. I bought a company that had a couple hundred employees. That's the foundation that we're growing our presence in College Station off of. We're moving our U.S. operating headquarters here, and we will be setting up our operations center. So we'll be doing both various corporate activities, whether it be finance and accounting or HR and infrastructure activities. But equally, we'll be servicing our clients from College Station. So it's a significant investment. We'll be expanding our real estate presence in the city. We'll certainly be hiring from Texas A&M. Hopefully, we'll be getting some of the top people in the class. We'll be hiring locally, as well as I expect some. We'll have some people relocating down here. So we're making a long-term investment, both with Texas A&M and in the College Station community. And looking around here, I think it was the right choice. Timeline, it's already started. We already bought the company down here. You'll see us in the coming months start to ramp up. It'll be a continuous growth, so it won't be one day all the people will be added and then we'll be done. But over the next couple months, you'll certainly see growth, and then over the coming years, I would expect further growth.